Moncrief on News Talk.
As you know, we're all expecting a general election to be called this week, but already the opening salvos of the battle have been fired, even within the coalition partners. This weekend, the Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin referred to off-the-record briefings coming from within Fine Gael, in which he's been described as a grumpy old man. He denies it, of course, but can he be a grump? Could it be the defining issue of the election? Or is using the phrase grumpy old man just another example of ageism? Why do people think that just because your joints hurt and your hair falls out and you're treated as generally irrelevant, that this could possibly put you in a bad mood? News Talk's Cheer Up Grandad correspondent Henry McKean has been out shouting at old people so they can hear him. Afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon, Sean. And yeah, I mean, he was described as grumpy and tetchy. And he says about himself, he's pleasant and a good-humoured guy.
Well, I mean, he would say.
Well, yes.
Yeah. I am grumpy.
No, and over the years, I've met Micheál Martin, and he is quite charming. And
I interviewed him once. And I thought he was quite... kind of even-tempered. It didn't strike me as grumpy.
Maybe it's a Cork thing. Maybe they just wake up sometimes and they're just a little bit tetchy. You could be just a Cork thing. I know our Cork listeners won't be very happy about that. But
I would have thought not. But no. We'd like to apologise for all our Cork listeners. Distance ourselves from Henry McKean's comments.
No.
But it's just Fine Gael, though, going, no, he was cranky because, he had to deal with us.
And it could have been a change in the leader at the top. Could be because of Harris. But I woke up this morning and I felt okay, not too grumpy.
Yeah.
And then I took my son to school. I did the school run. We cycled. And I admit I did cycle on the pavement. My son is 6 and I don't feel confident enough to have him on the road, especially during the school run with all the, large and small school run cars, driving around the place. So we cycled and this man, this older man, I think you can say older man, that's not ageist.
Well, he's older than you. He's older. Yeah.
And he had a walking stick.
Okay.
And he waved his walking stick in the air in a kind of grumpy old man way and said, bicycles and, should not be on the pavement. And he hit something with me. Well, he didn't actually hit me, but he made me feel equally as angry. And I went up to him and said, he's a child. And then the guy kind of mumbled something back. I was on a bicycle, so I went back.
Yeah.
And he said, well, you shouldn't be on the pavement. And yeah, I shouldn't have been on the pavement. Of course I shouldn't have been on the pavement. But where was I supposed to go? Because I was with my son.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got really angry and cross. And then I thought, I'm arguing with an old man in the street. This is not good.
Yeah.
So I think, I'm 46. I admit, I'm grumpy. I'm even grumpy now. I don't know why. Here we are in News Talk and I'm feeling a little bit grumpy today. And I'm not sure why. And saying that, the public can pick up on your grumpiness. People out there, they can hear it.
Then people point it out and it only makes you worse.
It does.
When people say, oh, cheer up, why are you so... Oh my God, that's the worst thing you could say to somebody. That makes you just, even grumpier.
No, it does. And, I did meet another man from Cork, a young man. And, he didn't like my grumpy line of questioning. I basically asked him, how does one become grumpy?
I meant to say that you're a journalist, and that's a very silly thing to be fucking walking around with the things that's going on at the moment. That's a very, flippant thing to be asking people.
Well, that's a very grumpy answer.
Well, I'm not old.
You're from Cork. Is it a Cork thing?
Change your voice just when the microphone goes on?
It's pretty much the same.
Well, it's a bit disingenuous. But anyway, I was at a couple of A.D. Roach's fundraisers when I was a kid. And Misha Blishki, he was from Chernobyl, and he was staying in my estate. And I became very close friends with him. And Micheál Martin came to a couple of those fundraisers as well. He's not grumpy. He's a good guy.
You're all around 20 years of age. Yeah. When do adults become grumpy?
Probably around the ages of 65. Especially the women, they reach around that age.
When do you think people become grumpy?
Probably again around the 60 mark, maybe because getting a bit older, a lot more worries that they have, which might make them more grumpy in their older age, maybe. That's what I think.
Yeah.
So there are some swans knocking about. The guards are trying to catch them. For you, are you grumpy when you see a swan?
Oh, when I see a swan, I am the grumpiest I've ever been. I go into I'm a very happy person. If I see a swan, it's mad. It's get me out of here. It's I hate everyone. Get me away. Yeah, that's it.
When are you grumpy?
When am I grumpy? when I'm tired, when I'm hungry, hangry even.
Hangry?
Yeah.
So hangry is grumpy, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Mix of angry and hungry. You don't want to see me like that.
Right. God, that first fella was a bit of a crank. He did the old, all the things that are going on in the world, and you came out to ask me this.
I know, but saying that...
Did he not, though, walk away, given that he's a person of such high principles who wouldn't want to talk about anything so trivial as that? But he didn't. He engaged in the subject.
He did. And just to say that News Talk throughout the day did cover some very serious topics. So we do cover serious topics.
Well, all media organisations cover a range of topics. It's not just about one thing. And if you do the one thing, then people say, oh my God, you're obsessed with this one thing.
And there's an election coming up, and it's important to know if the Tornister is grumpy or not. I think that people have a right to know this. So you could argue that.
I wonder, does it make any difference though, if he's grumpy?
But as long as they run the country correctly, I think,
it's
okay.
Rob says, I think only a cantankerous, grumpy old man would react the way Micheál Martin has reacted. Morish in Kilcock says, I've always been grumpy, now I'm old. Someone else says, anytime this is Micheál Martin, he's pulled up on anything by a journalist, he gets extremely cranky, like he shouldn't have to be questioned. Micheál Martin is 100% cranky. Someone else says, I've a grumpy head in me. When I'm told to cheer up, I reply, I'm Irish, my eyes are smiling. And someone says, Henry, it's illegal, get off the pavement. I don't know what that means. Oh. What's illegal? You asking people on the street?
Oh, no, it's I was cycling on the pavement with my child.
Oh, right, yes.
I'm talking about hangry, my tummy's rumbling right now. But yeah, it was a difficult argument to win because I'm not sure if it's illegal, but it's frowned upon, an adult man cycling on the pavement.
Probably it is illegal.
I
would guess.
I don't know if you go to jail for it, though. Because like, they give you penalty points, no.
But like, you're there with a 6-year-old. Mm. You're not going to put a 6-year-old in the, you know, was there even a bicycle lane?
No, it was just road.
Oh, right. Road. Then, put with your 6-year-old on so we can get, you know. Yeah.
It's a difficult one. It's a difficult one. And I admit I probably was in the wrong, but I'm still going to argue because I'm grumpy today.
Why do swans make people grumpy? I didn't really understand. Well, that's a weird
thing. I think some people are quite scared of swans. And yeah, I was out and about earlier and the swans were quite grumpy and they were just wandering around the place looking grumpy with a Garda escort. They had like 4 or 5 guards plus a Garda van following them to try and get them safely home. And I'm sure that also is going to say make people grumpy. But are you grumpy, Sean? I have to ask you that.
I can be grumpy. Yes, absolutely.
And what brings it on?
It's because, you know what? It's usually just kind of, it can be a relatively small thing.
Yes.
But then it just kind of sticks at you.
And, you get more and more annoyed.
Yeah. But I pretend not to kind of, I hope, take it out on people.
And you're trying to hide it.
But I'd just be, you know, quiet, let's say. But I probably exude crankiness when I'm being quiet and people know I'm cranky.
Yeah, when you give someone the silent treatment.
I'm not biting the head off people or anything, or most of the time.
I think it's quite natural to lose your temper if you want to.
Well, not, yeah, that wouldn't be. Someone says, I used to love the programme Grumpy Old Men on British TV years ago, where they used to get insights of senior celebrities on various topics. Some of the answers were hilarious. They also did one called Grumpy Old Women. Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was actually quite good. Really. So back to this central core issue, which will affect the future of our nation, whether Micheál Martin is grumpy or not.
For 4 or 5 years.
Did you get any insight on
that?
Well,
we had to speak to an expert. So we did reach out and we spoke to Sean Defoe, our political correspondent, and he gives us the background to this.
Would I say Micheál Martin is grumpy? Like, grumpy probably isn't the right word, but you can get a rise out of him, you know? Like, if you ask him a question at a press conference that he thinks is stupid, he won't be long about telling you that he thinks it's stupid and to cop on a bit. Like, one of our reporters asked him last week, would you prefer November 29th or December 6th for the general election? He said, come on, it's a week, like, cop on, you know? So I guess I'm saying he's very cork in that manner. But where this is coming from behind the scenes is that there are leaders' meetings every Monday night, and there was this really great working relationship between Micheál Martin, Leo Varadkar and Eamon Ryan. And that seems to have changed quite a bit since the leaders of Fine Gael and the Green Party changed about. And certainly sources in Fine Gael say they think that Micheál Martin doesn't really know what to do with Simon Harris, this sort of energetic young whippersnapper who's come in and wants everything his own way, whereas he had a bit more pushback on Leo Varadkar because, according to Fine Gael sources, Varadkar was a bit checked out towards the end of his premiership. And then that Roger O'Gorman isn't as easygoing as Eamon Ryan was as well. And so they're sort of painting Micheál Martin as this grumpy elder statesman left behind when the other two have moved on, I guess.
Or the other two are grumpy. There's that possibility.
They could be that. Than,
they're doing that, really. Now, going back to the swans, why did you bump into swans?
Yeah, so I was out trying to find people and ask them why they're grumpy, and I came across these two swans that were just wandering around, waddling around the place.
Where?
Just on Grafton Street, you know. And
were they shopping?
No, they looked so comfortable, and I tried to approach them, not for an interview, and they kind of made swan sounds, kind of hissed at me.
Yeah,
they
do. You would have a swan.
And obviously the guards didn't look grumpy, and it actually kind of cheered everyone up, because out there today, in Dublin anyway, it's gloomy, it's grey, it's a grey November day.
So we're here on Grafton Street at the moment, and they are two swans that have been escorted back to St. Stephen's Green right through Grafton Street by three Gardaí so they can get home safe.
About 60.
60 is the age where you become grumpy.
Grumpy, very grumpy.
And a lady's grumpy too?
No.
How old are you?
64.
Are you grumpy yet?
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah, definitely.
And when did he become grumpy?
Around about 60 was the age, I noticed.
And older men, or he's not old, 64 is not old, can I just say that? Are they in pain? Why did they become grumpy?
Because everything's a problem. You know, he has a scratch, he's got to go to the doctors.
It's the scratch?
Yeah, it's just everything. Women just get on and get up, get on with it.
Are they grumpy?
They're both grumpy. Men or women, when they hit 60.
You could be born grumpy. Don't you see how they come out all mad when they're born?
They can be screaming.
Yeah.
And they can stay that way.
Yeah.
Have you got grumpy yet?
No, not yet. Maybe when I turn 60, I'll be grumpy.
Only grumpy old men, not grumpy old women.
Are there grumpy old ladies out there too?
No. We're active. We're never grumpy.
Active. That's how you remain not grumpy.
Exactly. Yeah. So, go to the gym. Go ride a bicycle. Go to the beach. No more grub.
No more grub.
Grump.
No more grump.
No more grump.
Tell you, if I had to go to the gym, I'd be grumpy. None of those people sounded particularly grumpy, yeah, Henry. They were quite chipper, supposedly, grumpy people. Someone says, I'm a cat. People make me grumpy. I'm going to take them out one by one. In the murderous sense, not dating, that would be strange. That's one of the strangest texts we've had in. Andy says, the grumpiest I've heard you, Sean, is when you would greet the Americans with good afternoon and they would quip back with, it's actually morning here in the US. Yes, that is true. Sometimes I leave a gap because they're always told. We know there's a time distance, but Sean's going to say good afternoon to you because it's afternoon here. And they go, all right, fine.
You do get cross over that.
But they still say, it's morning here. Like they, you know, like their day, the structure of their day is somehow better.
Well, of course, it's America. America rule the world. And if it's morning there, it's morning across the world.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's interesting. What else do you get cross about? You get cross about other little things like that that drive you crazy with listeners. When an American talks about their ancestors or when an American talks about Guinness.
Yes, Guinness. Because without fail, and it doesn't matter what kind of, can have Harvard professors.
Yes.
All they know about Ireland is Guinness. And that's the only thing they mention. And then they kind of go, now one of two have started the interview by saying, top of the morning to you.
Begara.
Yeah.
That's no, okay. That's, I mean, some Irish Americans say top of the morning to you, don't they?
But no Irish people say it.
Well, they maybe did 200 years ago when...
It was invented by...
It's not a real thing.
In a movie called Darby O'Gill and the Little People, which was, I think, had one Irish actor in it, but mostly Americans, but not terrible accents. That's where apparently the phrase came from. No connection with Ireland at all.
What does it mean? Does it mean have a good morning or your morning's going to be top or... I hope we're nearly at midday. I mean, what does that actually mean?
I'm as grumpy as F at 52. What's going to happen when I turn 60? Things will improve when you win the lotto. I used to be a grumpy old fart. My kids called me Victor Meldrew. A few years ago, I decided to disengage from being grumpy and I feel great. Well, good for you. That's good. So I suppose the people to ask about this are... people who are a bit older than
them. Well, yeah, and I just want to, you know, reach out to that cat that's listening, because I can't believe the cat is actually listening.
Well, it's great. We have
a natural cat. I just wanted to say, is it okay I do this? Can I just try and speak to the cat?
Yes, do.
Meow, meow.
Okay.
That's all I want to say.
What does that mean in cat?
I think it means hello, how are you?
Okay. Right. Or Indian, it means top of the morning in cat speak.
But it's great that we have cats listening. That's fantastic.
It is fantastic. It's put me in a much better mood.
But anyway, here are Friends of the Elderly.
Hiya, I'm Bernie Curran and I'm the manager with Friends of the Elderly. Friends of the Elderly don't really want to comment on politics, but what we would like to say is negative comments about older people, such as grumpy old men or curmudgeons, these are all phrases that stereotype an older person. Older people should be allowed and should be encouraged to age positively in our society, and that's what we frown upon. Phrases such as these, they're just not right, they're not helpful, and it's not a positive way to look at older people.
Indeed. I think it's a Cork thing, says another texter. Simon Coveney could get very tetchy if asked a question he didn't want to answer. Maybe it's a politician thing. I'm only grumpy dealing with stupid people. Well, I suppose we all are, but because we all have our own definition of what stupid means. Jerry says Martin is, this is Micheál Martin, is both grumpy and bitchy. Not a nice man, says Jerry. I wonder, are these all now partisan politics texts we're getting in now? All the blue shirts are texting and saying, oh yeah.
In real life, he's actually charming. I know, you know, there's an election coming up, but anytime I've met him, he's actually really quite warm. And then sometimes, you know, TV or radio or newspapers, you don't come across as yourself. And sometimes perhaps he can get a bit cross, but yeah, he's quite warm.
Oh, you'd like this one. Mm. Someone says, I worked in a state debt recovery agency in Oz in the early 2000s. One of my jobs was to chase fines. One was for the parent of a child who was riding a bike on the footpath. I conveniently said I couldn't verify the address to find them. Irish morals in Australia. There you go. That person took a stance on behalf of you.
Yeah, I just think it's a bit harsh facing a fine for cycling on the pavement. But yeah, Roy Keane, he's from Cork and he's pretty grumpy.
Almost like a brand for him, though, being grumpy.
It is, and he does very well out of Sky Sports.
Yeah, he does.
I think he now earns more than he did as a player, which is saying something.
Yeah.
Out of commentary or being Fair grumpy.
Juice. Yeah.
Professional grumpiness. Yeah.
So is there, like, anybody you talk to, does anyone say you hit such an age and then you just get, you know, it's a fact, you become more grumpy?
Yeah, what I was hearing was 55. That was the age, you know, 5 years, mid-50s, that kind of age, you become grumpy. But some people are born grumpy, but also the big one is when your children become teenagers.
You're 55 years of age. When do we become grumpy? You're from Belfast. Is there an age cutoff when we become a bit grumpy?
I guess being a dad with teenagers, that's the point at which you start looking at the thermostat and hearing yourself say the things that your father used to say. So probably about that age.
Are you turning into your dad?
I sincerely hope not. I'm certainly starting to look like him. 25 years, I looked like my mother, my hair fell out, and all of a sudden I looked like my dad.
You're 33. Are you grumpy yet?
I can be grumpy. I can be very grumpy in the morning times, though.
How do you get out of that grumpiness?
To be honest, sometimes I usually, I'm competitive or entertaining and maybe weird. I might smoke a joint at the end of the day.
So the joint will calm you and make you less grumpy?
Yeah, well, it helps you forget, doesn't it? A coping mechanism, we call it.
And do you think there's an age when you get grumpy, when it's like when you reach 30 and everything's a bit miserable and moaning?
I think some people go the other way, though. I think some people would, like, they get to that age and they just don't give a, like, they don't really care, you know what I mean? Like, I wanted to course there, but, do you know what I mean? I stopped myself.
And that's interesting. We get to an age where we don't care anymore what people think of us, and we're
no,
just
that's what I mean. But I think some people go the grumpy route and be just really grouchy, chasing kids away from their house the whole lot, you know that type of way? But then there's other people who will just go the other route and they're just like walking on the cloud.
Are your parents grumpy?
Yeah, I know. But include myself in that as well, yeah. I can be, you know.
Yeah, well, we all can be. Someone says, as a mildly curmudgeonly 51-year-old, I think younger people underestimate the cumulative effect of having to deal with humanity in all its shapes and forms. It can take a toll. Throw in a few age-related maladies and the creeping realisation that you're on the downward slope, and it's easy to slip into grump mode. Exercise, travel, and the odd pint with friends helps keep me on the right side of the grump curve, but I'm probably fighting a losing battle at the end of the day. Maybe not. Maybe, you know, eventually you'll find it kind of, you'll find a liberation in it. Just turned 55 last week, grumpiness is on the increase. Says another texter. Jack says, I've certainly become a grumpy old man. However, I would say that women are just as grumpy as men. Maybe they start a lot earlier, says Jack, controversial. And someone else says, very sweetly, I get grumpy immediately when this show ends at 4. I wish it was on until 6. Well, no, because then I'd have to work another 2 hours and that would make me grumpy as well. Henry, thanks a million as ever. Henry McKean there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.